Denver Broncos defense. I mean, tough and competitive. I mean, they're fast and they got some moves. They're quick, and you got to be ready for that. Good defense overall, and you got to be going out there, executing and playing hard in order to move the ball.
How important is it for you guys just to start fast and not wait around like last week?
It's important. I mean, you want to get going. You want to start fast after winning the game. And you want to finish strong. You want to play all 60 minutes. And you don't want to be going – you don't want to have any three and outs. You want to be moving the ball the whole time from the very beginning to the very end of the game.
Hey, Gronk, you know, you guys always want to play every down execution perfect and play it as good as you can. But when you know there's a quarterback across the way named Peyton Manning who's going to put a lot of points on the board, do you feel this extra pressure on the offense to have to go out and produce?
No. I mean, we're not facing Peyton Manning as an offense. We're facing the Denver Broncos defense, and that's what we're worried about is when we're going versus the Denver Broncos defense that we just got to do what we got to do, and we got to execute. We got to play together, and we got to play as a team. We got to play as an offense in order to go out there and move the ball.
As a fan of football, do you like this Brady Manning? Do you have any thoughts about it?
I mean, it's always great. It's always competitive, but, I mean, I'm really just going against the Denver Broncos defense. I mean, that's what I'm basically always only worried about.
What makes them a top five pass defense?
They got great secondary, great pass rushers that can get to the quarterback. So we got to be strong overall at all positions, and we got to go out there. We got to run good routes. I got to run good routes in order to get open. So top can hit the open guy.
You know, obviously always covered by him, but what makes Champ Bailey so successful over his long career? What do you notice about him?
He's a great instinctive player, and he knows the game well. And it's not just him who's a great player on the defense. They got other great players you got to be aware of. And we got great secondary players we got to be aware of. So definitely a lot of focus on Champ, but you got to focus on everyone because they're all good.
Rob, run-pass balance seems to be – I'm looking at you through the ear hole here. Run-pass balance seems to be something that has been a common denominator in the two wins that you guys have had this year. In particular, on the touchdown you scored, have you ever been as open on a play action as you were that one? And was that attributed to the success you guys are having rushing the ball?
Rushing the ball, I mean, you always want to be able to run the ball, and that's what sets up the play action. That's what sets up the passing game. And you always want to be able to pass. It helps out the running game. So you always want to have a balanced attack to keep the defense guessing. So it's always good. And you're always working on the run game. You're always working on the passing game every week. And just trying to improve every single week. I'm at both. And I'm trying to just improve on my run blocking and my passing abilities, catching the ball and everything every week.